Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Just around the bend, then my weary days of trouble will be o'er. As He wipes away my tears, my companion through the years, He'll say, "Welcome."
Thank you. God picked up a sparrow that could no longer fly. Then he brushed off its wounds and then watched it soar into the skies. If he's mindful of creation, on this I can depend. Then I am his child, and I can place all my trust in him.
I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never once has failed to meet my need. He is my strong guide, trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never once has failed to meet my needs. He is my strong.
Acts chapter number 20 this morning, and we'll continue in our thought concerning the men of God, and begin reading in verse number 28 of Acts chapter 20. And the Bible said, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer, and feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. I know this, that after my departing that shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves men shall men rise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend to you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver, nor gold, nor apparel. Yea, you yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and unto them that were with me. And I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" Our Heavenly Father, our God, this morning as we call upon your name, thanking you once again for the blessings of life, and Lord, for the privilege this morning, God, to read your word, and this morning, God, to stand and proclaim your truths this morning, God, and I pray that you might find ears open and hearts receptive this morning, God. I pray that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, you'd certainly be in the midst, and may the name of Christ be exalted above measure this morning. May you draw all of us unto yourself, and I pray that you get glory this morning out of your people this morning, God. I pray that you'd save to the uttermost this morning, God, that one that's closest to hell this morning, God. I pray to encourage your discouraged hearts this morning, God. I pray you'd anoint your men as they stand this morning, God. And I preach, thus saith the word of God this morning. Have your way and your will this morning, God, in your lives of your people. I pray you touch those that we made mention this morning, the sick and the afflicted this morning, God, those that are struggling this morning, God, financially or in the marriage this morning, God, or physical ailments. I pray that you'd intervene this morning, God. Come upon the scene this morning, God, and let them know that you've got everything in your hands this morning, God. And I pray that you'd pass by revival time this morning, God, and that you'd inspire your people this morning, God. We thank you for the blessings you bestowed upon us so richly, Lord. I thank you for all the needs you've supplied, the prayers you've answer, the goodness how we've enjoyed at your hands. Oh God, how unworthy and undeserving that we are this morning. But I pray that this morning you receive the thanks and the praise that emanates from our heart this morning. Oh, be high and lifted up. And for all of this, we'll thank you and praise you this morning. In Jesus' name that we ask it, amen and amen this morning. I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning a profile of a pastor. A profile of a pastor this morning. Now, I realize we live in such a day, it seems like, that we've got many a boom of preachers. Preachers on every corner this morning. Amen. We've got preachers that are in the service of the Lord. We've got some that are in school. And many that have fallen by the wayside. Dear friend, but I want to tell you, brother, we've got many preachers in the land today. Dear friend, but there's not many pastors among them this morning. Amen. Dear friend, there's a lot of preachers this morning that brother just don't fit the profile of a pastor this morning. I realize that some folks think, dear friend, that a pastor is a preacher with a church and an evangelist is one that's without a church. But brother, I'll assure you that the definition goes much deeper than that this morning. Amen. Dear friend, I believe this morning that a pastor has to fall in love with a church this morning. He's got to be connected, involved in the midst of the flock this morning. Now, I know nowadays it seems like that most churches, they just want someone to come in on Sunday morning and Sunday night and that maybe Wednesday night just preach to us and then leave us alone and let us handle all the other business of the church.
Amen. But I'll tell you, the shepherd this morning of the flock, he's got to be in the flock, among the flock, leading the flock, encouraging. He is a part of the flock this morning. The Bible said that there are five callings that God gave unto men this morning. First were apostles. Amen. And by the way, there are no more apostles in the land, regardless of what kind of title that somebody gives themselves. But an apostle was an eyewitness of the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, that seen him in the resurrection state. Amen. Paul being the one born out of due season. Amen. And John this morning, thank God, being the last of the apostles. Dear friend, that died out. And then there's prophets, and there are no more prophets this morning. Regardless of what title that men may give themselves, a prophet was one that carried a message from the very mouth of God. Amen. For a specific purpose, at a specific time. Dear friend, the Bible said in Hebrews that now, dear friend, he spoke to us by his dear son. We have the complete word of God. There is no more new revelations. God has told men all that he's going to tell us in this dispensation. Amen. And then he said, there's evangelists. Brother, I'm telling you, an evangelist for all intents purposes is a domestic missionary. Amen. He is one that carries the word of God from place to place. Dear friend, this morning, doing the will of God. And then there's pastors this morning. They are the under shepherds. Dear friend, they are the overseers. They are the ones that stay with the flock this morning. Amen. And I realize he said, last of all are teachers. Dear friend, those that rightly divide the word of truth this morning. Amen. There is a difference in preaching and teaching the word of God this morning. Dear friend, but I want you to notice, dear friend, this morning, the profile of a pastor in verse 28. I think about his resume. Amen. Not a physical one, but a spiritual resume this morning. Although I realize that in the day we live in, that many congregations, dear friend, are looking for resumes. Amen. Dear friend, they're looking for credentials. Dear friend, but I want you to know this morning, brother, if you want a man of God this morning, if you want a pastor, amen, quit looking at the won't have and start looking unto heaven. Amen. I believe a church that's out of a pastor, I thank God this morning, ought not take a survey, dear friend, but ought to be on their face in the altar, praying for God to send them the man, dear friend, this morning. And I realize you can't just stop everything, brother, but I want to be honest with you, dear friend. I don't believe a church ought to have revival if they don't have a pastor. Amen. I don't believe a church ought to have vacation Bible school if they don't have a pastor. I don't believe a church ought to have a brotherhood meeting if they don't have a pastor. Amen. Brother, if they don't have a pastor, that ought to be the number one priority, amen, that the church ought to be seeking, the man that God would have them that to lead them this morning. Amen. You'll notice in verse 28, the Bible said that the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. Amen. I realize the church votes on the man of God. Dear friend, that's just procedure. Dear friend, that's just a preliminary plan. Dear friend, it's the Holy Ghost, dear friend, this morning, that puts a man in the church where he wants him. Amen. And church, you've got to be careful, because in the next verse, dear friend, the devil's also got some silver-tongued devils that'll creep in unaware. Amen. So preacher, how, congregation, how are we supposed to know? Put it in the hands of the Lord. Amen. Dear friend, and check, I thank God, his resume this morning. Amen. What resume is that? Dear friend, well, Paul give us the qualifications. Dear friend, his references in the Word of God this morning. Amen. Now, if a man says he's called to preach, dear friend, it's not for me or you or anybody else to dispute the calling of that man. But what I can determine is whether he's qualified to hold office. You'll find it in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus chapter 1. Amen. Has 17 qualifications, dear friend, that the man of God, the pastor, ought to meet up to. Now, I realize he's not perfect. And I realize, friend of mine, that he is not going to measure up, amen, in perfection. Dear friend, but these are some standards that you ought to hold the man of God to this morning. And Paul said, first of all, he ought to have a desire to have the office. Amen. He ought not be forced into it, begged into it, bargained into it. Amen. He ought not be negotiating. Amen. And position himself for a better paycheck. He's got to have a desire to have and to lead God's people this morning. Amen. And then he said he needs to be blameless. That doesn't mean he's perfect. Dear friend, but there ought not be any issue that someone can point to him and hold it against him. Amen. He ought to live, dear friend, this morning, such a clean life, dear friend, that there's no reproach, dear friend, in the things he does. The Bible said he's the husband of one wife. Amen. What a sparking an issue. Amen. That doesn't mean one at a time either, honey. Amen. If you've got a one owner car, that doesn't mean one owned it at a time. That means one's ever owned it. Amen. Dear friend, I've got enough sense to know what God's talking about. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, don't argue about it. And then also he said he must be vigilant, temperate, under control, amen, cool-headed and sensible, vigilant this morning, he said, amen. And then he said also sober. Dear friend, that's not talking about not being drunk. Lord, that ought to be obvious, but he's talking about being watchful, amen, not letting his guard down. Dear friend, not foolish. Doesn't mean he can't have a sense of humor, amen, but brother, he better watch the flock. Good behavior. Amen. And then hospitable. His home ought to be open. His heart, his ears, his door ought to be always open this morning. Under the flock. Amen. Apt to teach. Amen. Dear friend. And then he said, not given to wine. Amen. Dear friend, not to advocate it and not to accompany self with those that do. He's not a striker. Dear friend, not looking for a fight or a quarrel. Dear friend, this morning he doesn't beat people over the head with the Bible. Amen. Dear friend, he doesn't do it for filthy lucre. He's not motivated by money. That doesn't mean that he ought to be supported. Dear friend, but it doesn't mean that his preaching's for sale. Patient. Not a brawler. Not covetous. Amen. The Bible said this morning he's one that rules his own house well. Children in subjection. Amen. Now I realize this morning, brother, there'll come a time when your children get old enough, dear friend, this morning, and move out of the house. You can't control what they do and how they live. Amen. But if they're under your roof, brother, you ought to set down the standards by which they live this morning. And then he said, of and not a novice. Amen. He ought not to be new to the faith, dear friend, because the devil will take advantage of him. Of a good report of those without. I believe the preacher ought to be one that pays his bills. I believe the preacher ought to be one that keeps his word. I believe the preacher ought to be one that deals faithfully. Amen. And is friendly. Amen. Dear friend, these things I ought to a church this morning examine the man of God and then notice his reputation or his character. Amen. The distinctions that a pastor must have. of. Amen. They're not qualifications, but they're important. Amen. There are three words that are synonymous. Dear friend, this morning that the Bible uses. The first word is elder. Amen. That talks about his maturity. Dear friend, your pastor, dear friend, this morning ought not be a babe in Christ. Dear friend, that doesn't mean he's not going to be a young man. Dear friend, as long as he's founded in the Word of God, because the pastor's going to be challenged. The pastor's the one that defends the doctrine of the church. The pastor's the one that upholds the standards. Amen. And how in the world, dear friend, can he set the table with meat if he's on the milk himself? Amen. I believe before man be's a good pastor, dear friend, he ought to be a good sheep this morning and sit at the feet of the man of God and learn and get grounded and founded, and then God can use him to be a shepherd of the flock this morning. And then the Bible uses the word pastor. That speaks of his ministry. Amen. The care of the flock. The under shepherd. Amen. Too. I love that flock, to be among that flock. And then the Bible uses the word bishop. That speaks of the management of his office. Not pope, but overseer. Not a pawn or a puppet, dear friend, but one that leads, one that makes decisions. Amen. Dear friend, that doesn't mean he doesn't seek wisdom. That doesn't mean that he doesn't value the opinion of those, dear friend, the congregation. Dear friend, that the responsibility falls upon the man of God. Amen. God will hold him accountable, dear friend, for what takes place in the church. Amen. Notice his resources. Where did he get what he has? And where did he get what he gives? Man, I want you to know, first of all, his calling. Dear friend, he was elected by God. Man, a pastor is not one that just decides he's going to be a pastor. That he'd like to get into the business of it. Dear friend, must be called by God. Equipped by God. Man, you can't get your sermons off the internet. Man, you certainly, dear friend, this morning can't find it in a book somewhere. Dear friend, nothing wrong with using resources of books. Nothing wrong with using resources of what other men have preached. There's nothing new under the sun. But brother, you better get on your face and let the Holy Ghost put it together for you. Amen. He's empowered. Paul said, I didn't come with you with the demonstration of the wisdom of man's words, but with the demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God. How to be filled this morning with the Spirit. And then notice his responsibility. Man, you know an evangelist can come into a church, brother, pour on the coals, chew everybody out, and then hightail it out of town. Dear friend, but the pastor, brother, has to come in time and time again. Amen. Dear friend, he guides the flock. Dear friend, follow him this morning, because he's a follower of Christ. Amen. If you're not following the pastor, you're lagging behind, you're standing in the way, or you're hindering those that would follow. Amen. Dear friend, he grazes and feeds the flock. He grooms the flock this morning. Amen. Sometimes it has to be sheared. Sometimes it has to be rebuked. Dear friend, that's a pastor's duty, not an evangelist. Dear friend, to straighten out the church. Dear friend, an evangelist encourages the church. The pastor's the one, brother, dear friend, that ought to straighten it out. Amen. And then he guards at the flock. Amen. Dear friend, he lies at the door of the sheepfold. If anything comes in that church, brother, it ought to have to go through him. Amen. And then there's the resignation of a pastor. Amen. I want you to understand this morning, brother, there's three main reasons why that a preacher leaves a church. church. Amen. And if a pastor leaves the church and it falls apart, then he's not done his job very well. First of all, it's determined by God. Amen. That's the only legitimate reason. Amen. You didn't hire me. You can't fire me. I dear friend, that God may relocate him. Had to do another work. Amen. I dear friend, God may retire him. I dear friend, now I know there's no discharge in this ward. I'm not talking about just sitting down on God. But I also realize there may come a time when a man is not physically able to pastor a church. And then number two, not only determined by God, but to dispute over the scriptures. If that church wants to compromise, if that church wants to go back on another way this morning, I dear friend, the Bible said, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? I dear friend, and then also, if he disqualifies himself, amen. I dear friend, this morning he ought to step aside. I dear friend, the church ought not to compromise just to keep him. I dear friend, I'm telling you, when you, I dear friend, disqualify yourself and stay in office like nothing else happened, brother, you hurt everybody in the church in the name of the Lord. I dear friend, a true pastor will love the church that God called him to. The church will love him, and I know not everybody's going to do that. Not everybody's going to agree, but they'll work together for the cause of Christ. May the Lord richly bless you, is my prayer.